You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
For CJLO News, I'm Holly Cabrera. Quebec Education Minister Jean-François Roberge announced that he will transfer two English Montreal School Board schools to the Commission scolaire de la Pointe de l'Île instead of the intended three. The decision to transfer General Vanier Elementary and John Paul Jr. High School in St. Leonard comes as a response to overcrowding in the French school board. The Pointe de l'Île board, which serves new arrivals and French language students, currently lacks space for nearly 3,000 students. Gerald McShane Elementary School will continue to be an English language school because it is the only Anglophone elementary in Montreal North. The Quebec government launched its new system to select immigrants on Thursday in the hope of reducing application processing wait times and the provincial labor shortage. The new system, called ARIMA, is already used in other provinces. Immigration Minister Simon Jeannin Barrette says the reform will prioritize skilled workers who are already living in Quebec and who are willing to live outside major cities. ARIMA's introduction to the province is controversial due to the Coalition Avenir Quebec government passing legislation that would cancel 18,000 existing immigration applications. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is currently in Osaka for the G20 summit. The Prime Minister's office said Trudeau had brief, constructive interactions with Chinese President Xi Jinping on the first day of meetings, but Trudeau does not have a formal meeting scheduled with Xi during the G20. At the summit, Foreign Affairs Minister Chrystia Freeland said, "Canada is fortunate to have assembled a broad international coalition of countries who support Canada and believe arbitrary detentions are harmful." To hear the news and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Hey people, welcome to the show. You've made it to another installment of Sold Out right here on CJLO Radio 1690 AM. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Lou, just as it is every single week, except this week is a little bit special, people. This week, if I can maybe tease this a little bit, if this sounds familiar to anybody. That's what I'm talking about. Don't worry, people, it's not going to be that kind of tacky Canada show, because today is Canada Day, and I hope you've been having a good one at that. Today is going to be all about Canadian soul, though. I promise it's going to be a lot less tacky than that really ugly rendition of the national anthem. And don't worry, people, it's going to be a groovy night. That I can assure you. So, I'm going to step out of the way. We're going to get to the music right now, people. We're going to hear right away from a wonderful group of musicians known as The Commotions from their album Volume 2. Here is Masquerade, and it's going to launch us into a whole bunch of great stuff from all kinds of Canadian artists, including Bahamas, Becca, Roman Clark, Joey Landreth, Glenn Lewis, Steve Rowe. It's all up ahead on Sold Out. I hope you tune in for the hour, people. Have a great Canada Day.
Sipping tea at the cafe where we first met. I hope she doesn't see me, 'cause she's sitting with a new boyfriend. Don't get me wrong, I hope she's doing alright, but her love's my weakness, it's my kryptonite. I feel shipwrecked with no sign of land inside. Guys, my man. I guess it's true when they say time can heal all my pain. The weatherman's forecasting sunny days to take away this rain. I look at my reflection as I start to grin. I'm strutting down the street feeling confident. I've got aces up my sleeve, baby, I'm all in. And then it hits me, I get the feeling I'm moving on. I've been behind this glass for too long. Couldn't let her go, start over again. But every day I gone to the wound. I can feel it coming. Do you hear the knife from the river bridge? I hear the thunder. Hear the storm in your skin or mine. Tell me what's the story, morning glory. Whisper it to me in a grand hotel, telling me all the time I'm sorry. Baby, don't I know it? It ain't hard to tell you. Well, I know. Yeah, I know. Get so low, before you get high, before you go, come say hello, 'cause I'm never gonna find a way to say goodbye, 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 goodbye. Hot tears. Hot tears. frightening evening in the holy highlands, down in the hall, up against the wall. I know you're struggling what to call it. Why you gotta call it anything at all now? Is it a dream or some soft poison that's looking away till you bled the blues? Yeah, is it a dream or some soft? So low, before you get high, before you go, come say hello. 'Cause I'm never gonna find a way to say goodbye, 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 goodbye. Hot tears. Thank you.
That was Maiko Watson right here on Sold Out on CJLO Radio 1690 AM and on the .com. I hope you're enjoying today's little special excursion into purely Canadian soul in order to celebrate or acknowledge Canada Day, let's say. That's kind of been the theme of the day so far, and I hope you're enjoying it, people. Now it's part of the show where we kind of go to the break, so don't worry, we'll be back with lots more in terms of Canadian soul on the other side of the break, so stay tuned, people.
CJLO in Concordia University sits on the traditional territory of the Mohawk, or the Ganegahaga people. The island called Montreal is known as Dardake in the language of Ganegaha, and has historically been a meeting place for other Indigenous nations, including the Algonquin people.
Stay tuned to CJLO 1690, Saturday mornings from 10 a.m. to noon, for Montreal's most diversified gospel show, Gospel Unlimited. Join Ray, Tanisha, and Curtis as they take you on a musical journey and share stimulating conversations along the way. Don't miss it. Saturday mornings, 10 to noon, Gospel Unlimited.
This July, CJLO 1690 AM is proud to present the 5th Annual Surround Sound Radio Documentary Festival. Tune in every Tuesday at 11 a.m. to hear interesting, thought-provoking, and heartfelt radio documentaries by producers from across Canada and beyond. For more information on the festival and the documentaries, head to our website at surroundsoundfest.com.
single you out, won't lay blame. I won't protest, but I won't be the same. 'Cause I'm the only one that has my name.
Take the next step, tongue to cheek while my knees get weak. It's all jitters to the point where I could barely. There's basis for bias with an emotional judgment. I'm upset because I'm trying not to obsess over the cardiac arrest you cause. Waving my Miranda rights without the silence, I'll abide to the laws. Play the game by their rules, but I'd rather be the one to hack. The coding that they use was flawed, so I'll try to bridge the gap. My nature's never been brash or bold, but I'm finding myself encumbered by all these secrets I hold.
time you admit.
That was Becca, everybody, right here on Sold Out, Montreal's very own Becca. That's kind of dipping our toe into the neo-soul kind of hip-hop scene going on in the city. That was a track called Admit It featuring Shem G. That came out 2018? Yeah, I think so. And I played it specifically because I'm going to be lucky enough to actually talk to Becca right here on the show in about 3 weeks from now. Yeah, I think so. So stay tuned each week here on the program because we're going to get a very cool interview with one of Montreal's great talents, that being Becca. And before that track, we heard a song by one of my favorite Canadian kind of folk and, well, kind of Melly Melo inspired artists, Bahamas. That was Way With Words from his album last year, Earth Tones. And you can catch Bahamas. I know I will. I bought my tickets already here at the Jazz Fest. He'll be here on Friday, July 5th. That's this Friday. So I'm super excited to be able to see the man perform live in concert. Yeah, it's bustling this week, people, with Jazz Fest and all that. It's kind of like Soul Central. I know even there was a performance by our own Honora, somebody I've played on the show before, and we'll hear her later today for sure. But before we get there, I'm going to play something by an artist that came on my radar relatively recently. I got the chance to see him open up for Joey Landreth, another artist I'll be featuring later in the program. If you've heard the show before, you kind of know where my my preferences are, that's for sure. But anyway, I saw this guy play drums for Joey in that concert. He also opened the show by playing a solo piano accompanied set, which really blew me away. And I met him and said, "Hey man, I gotta play your stuff on my radio show." He's a man by the name of Roman Clark, super talented from the town of Winnipeg, and this is from his brand new album called Scorcher. It's a track called Looking for Mine, and if you think Stevie Wonder, I totally understand you. This song gives me very strong Stevie vibes. And after that, we're going to hear today's vinyl cut. I won't tell you what it is, but I'll tell you it's by The Band, and it's a super amazing track. So stay tuned. For now, here's Roman Clark with Looking for Mine.
It turns out sometimes you get what you buy. Receipt of purchase written in stone over your head. I don't ever wanna spend the time. Oh no, tryna make a cent to spend a dime. 'Cause everywhere I go,
and
pulled into Nazareth, feeling about half-assed dead. Just need to find a place where I can lay my head. Mister, can you tell me where a man might find a bed? He just grinned and shook my hand. No was all he said. To hide. When I saw old Carmen and the devil walking side by side, and I said, hey Carmen, come on, let's go downtown. She said, I gotta go, but my friend can stick around.
Take a load off Fanny, take a load for free.
Cause it's old Luke, and Luke waiting on judgment day. Hey Luke, my friend, what about a young Anna Lee? You said to do me a favor, son, but won't you stay and keep her Anna Lee company?
That was Leela Gill Day right here on Sold Out, CJLO Radio 1690 AM in the beautiful Canada Day celebrating city of Montreal. That's a singer, Leela Gill Day, who really tugs on the heartstrings. I don't know about you folks, but I find her voice extremely moving. I'm glad to have her on today's playlist. She's from Whitehorse, I believe. I hope I'm getting that correct. And that was her new single, Hard Ground. Before that, we heard from Canada's National Treasures, a mostly Canadian band. It's good enough for me, folks, the band. Everybody but Levon Helm is a Canadian citizen, so that's cool with me. And we heard The Wait, obviously one of their most famous songs, from their last waltz performance. I don't know if it was actually performed at the concert or if it just appeared on the record. I played it directly off the last waltz vinyl. That was done with the Staple Singers, who are among one of my favorite soul gospel groups. And you can catch Mavis Staples, actually. I played it specifically because there's a Montreal connection here. She's going to be performing at Pop Montreal in September with Honora and Clarel. And if you're anything into the Montreal soul scene like I am, that's a huge deal. So I definitely want to be at that concert in the end of September. We're almost at the next commercial break time, folks, but I tell you what, we got room for one more before the commercials. And it's not going to disappoint, because this is somebody I've played many times on the show. I love him dearly. Got the chance to talk to him a couple weeks ago at his latest performance at Cafe Campus. This is Joey Landreth, one of the nicest guys in Canada, with Where Did I Go Wrong off his latest LP, Hindsight. Joey Landreth, happy Canada Day, bro. Here we go.
Yeah, I know that I should know better. That a horse won't drink if you don't let it. I know it ain't like how the story goes, but you can't walk in with the door closed. No one's responsible, held accountable. Let the record show nothing is admissible. What I gotta know, who's the right one? When did this fall apart, and where did it come from, and where did I go wrong? Where did I go wrong? If you still remember all the good times back when things were better, I can't pretend it was perfect then. We could say that we were still friends, but you can't talk if you won't listen. Got head down, handheld tunnel vision, watching your back lit complexion, drowning in some reflection. And where did I go wrong? Hey. We'll be right back.
evening, my lovelies. Are you looking for a certain je ne sais quoi in your musical repertoire? Do you possess a taste for variety? Dare I say, a lust for something wicked? Then join me, Brittany, every Monday night at 10 p.m. I play the best and strangest of heavy metal, gothic rock, dark cabaret, and everything in between. All shadows are welcome on Something Wicked. That's Monday nights at 10 p.m. Your Byronic hostess is waiting. By the pricking of my thumbs, something wicked this way comes.
The 33rd edition of the International Nuit d'Afrique Festival invites you on a global musical journey from the 9th to the 21st of July. Do not miss Salif Keita, the golden voice of Mali, Ja 9, the Jamaican reggae diva, Songhoi Blues and their Desert Blues, and also Dabi Touré, Elida Almeida, Jelly Tapa, Imarhan, and many others. Visit festivalnuitdafrique.com for the complete programming lineup.
That was Montreal's own amazing, talented, and pretty important soul singer. That was Honora with Going Down. And before the break, we heard from none other than Joey Landreth with Where Did I Go Wrong? And I meant to dedicate that one to a very special listener out there, a friend of the show. That one goes out to Gary Baytel. A happy 70th birthday, Gary. Thank you for your listenership. That goes out to the whole Sam and Baytel family out there. thanks for listening, folks. It always feels good when there's good people listening to your show. And Gary Beitel is quite a good person. He's one of Montreal's finest documentary filmmakers. So again, thanks, Gary. Happy birthday, man. Happy Canada Day. And to keep the show going, that leads me to thinking about other ways. If you want to get in touch with me, you can certainly do so by email at soldoutshow@gmail.com or on Facebook, Sold Out CJLO Radio, CJLO 1690 AM. I think that's what it's under. That's the name of the page. And yeah, I guess that's basically all the plugging I have to do for now. We're almost at the end of the show, folks. I really appreciate you joining me this special Canada Day celebration with some special... I keep saying special, but, you know, that's what it is. These were some great performers we heard on the playlist today, and the last track we're going to hear is a bit of a long one, but it's certainly worth paying attention to the whole thing. This is a live track by one of Montreal's blues guitarist virtuosos. This is Steve Rowe with his cover of Little Wing, of course the Jimi Hendrix classic. This is from an album he had called Live à Montréal. If you ever get the chance to see him, he's out there all the time. Go see him. He's Steve Rowe. Thank you so much for listening, folks. Have a great Canada Day. Stick around. Like I said, there's great content coming up on Sold Out for the rest of the month and the rest of the summer. It's been a pleasure. Have a great evening. Ciao.
Flies and zebras, moonbeams and fairy tales. She thinks about flying with the wind. When I call, come to me. A thousand smiles, she gets me free. That's all right, she says, that's all right. Take anything you want from me. Anything, baby. I'm flying a little way here. Come on, Eric, play a little saxophone.